Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
And we're back on Chip Chat, live from Mobile World Congress, our last day of live casting from Barcelona. I'm Allison Klein, and I've been joined by Art King, Director of Enterprise Services and Technology at SpiderCloud Wireless. Welcome.
Hi, Allison. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Much less jet lagged today than I was yesterday. It's been a great couple days at Mobile World Congress for me, just hearing about what's going on across the industry in delivery of lots of new technology for telco. And I'm just curious about SpiderCloud, what you guys are all about and what you guys are doing here at Mobile World Congress.
Awesome. Well, we built a small cells platform that's used to deliver small cell services inside office buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And our platform is a breakthrough because it scales from like 25,000 square feet up to 500,000 square feet.
Wow.
So it addresses a market that hasn't been able to be hit in the past because the solutions above 500,000 square feet tend to have so much fixed cost associated
right.
with them, they just don't get installed in smaller buildings. So we look at our system and we can go up to 100 radios.
Mm-hmm.
And up to 10,000 users on 100 radios.
That's fantastic. And so, I'm a newbie in this space, so I'm going to uh-huh. ask you a lot of simple questions.
Yeah, yeah.
When you look at this type of installation, what types of bandwidth are we addressing in terms of when you're talking about, the flexibility of numbers of users and being mm-hmm. able to support that many users? What kind of technology is present to actually do that?
Well, there's little edge radios that are installed throughout the building.
Mm-hmm.
They connect via Ethernet. They're all IP-based.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, you have a little cell tower in the palm of your hand.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and then they network back over Ethernet LAN to a controller box that sits in the enterprise core and connects off to the mobile operator, supports LTE, supports 3G,
mm-hmm.
and the systems we're seeing built right now are attached on 100 meg Ethernet back to the mobile core, and we have a gig interface, so we can go much higher. So as the LTE devices start becoming more dominant, the bandwidth will be there to support them.
And how would you compare this to previous versions of technology that have delivered wireless connectivity in a building like this?
We're really looking at providing a lot more capacity.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about the old days of Ethernet, the Ethernet was a shared medium, and under heavy traffic load, it exponentially collapsed as far as performance because people would contend for access.
Right.
And then along came Ethernet switches that broke things down and took traffic directly to the backbone without contending with all the other attached devices. We're doing the same thing in the wireless airspace by creating little tiny cells that get it off the air and onto the wire immediately. So you reuse your cellular spectrum all throughout the building in a very efficient way.
That's so cool. So basically, when my neighbor decides to start downloading a huge file, my internet performance shouldn't drop.
Right.
And when what is the benefit from a standpoint of a company who's looking at deploying this? When you talk to customers, what are the benefits that you're talking about beyond just capacity? Is there something else in terms of the future capabilities?
Yeah. So first, the number one issue is getting coverage and capacity inside the buildings. Something like 50-60% of the spectrum inside a building that the operator has bought from the government doesn't have service.
Right.
So that's almost money you're losing, and you're also having customer satisfaction issues. So very 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 clearly, as the playing field becomes more competitive, the mobile operators are looking at how do I retain my most valuable customers, which are enterprise people, because you have to use your mobile to do business, and you're very cost insensitive mm-hmm. around utilization. So you're going to compete on providing awesome service. And what we've done is in our core box that sits in the enterprise closet, We built in an Intel Xeon processor so that services can be built and innovations can go from the edge of the mobile infrastructure mm-hmm. instead of back in the mobile core.
Interesting. So you're basically putting some intelligence at the edge.
Yes.
And how do you expect to use that intelligence in terms of delivery of service value?
We see two different ways that it'll be used. Operational efficiency for the operator. Caching, mm-hmm. where you're going to fetch objects from a local cache instead of off from the mobile core. So it protects the backhaul between the enterprise office building mm-hmm. and the mobile core. Analytics, to understand how things are being used and maybe give you some insight into what actions you might want to take to, you know, optimize resource consumption. And then finally, building packages of resellable services that can be monetized and help the enterprise.
So you're basically shifting a lot of the types of core functions that you would typically run in the core data center of that provider and pushing those out into the edge and allowing for new types of capabilities because you've pushed those out into the edge. Is that a good way of reading that?
Yeah, yeah. And so I was an IT strategist for a global enterprise before I came to SpiderCloud. Mm-hmm. And what we were looking to do was collapse all the different things in the office into the palm of your hand. Mm-hmm. You know, we believe that there's going to be a rinse repeat of what's happened in the consumer market. Mm-hmm. So in the consumer market, low-end cameras have disappeared, small recorders have disappeared, MP3 players have disappeared, post-it notes. I mean, look mm-hmm. at the litany of things that have become apps. And if you look at your enterprise desk, you still have a lot of things both in your laptop and on the desk as far as fixed assets that could go away and become apps if your mobile device worked everywhere.
Right.
So we're looking to be part of that revolution.
Very cool. So let me ask you a question about Mobile World Congress in particular. Uh-huh. Are you guys demoing here, and you know what is that like?
We have 3 live demos out here in the Intel booth with mm-hmm. Saguna, it's a caching company, mm-hmm. Intel Security, which is the kind of scanning the live you know packet streams from the mobile core for security mm-hmm. issues, and then I don't know, Enosa, I believe.
It's another name that who knows how we're going to pronounce that one. Okay.
Yeah. So excuse me, mm-hmm. but and they're doing video analytics and you know helping to measure consumption. And we've got a couple of other places in the venue that we're doing demos of PBX integration to where you're using the dialer on your cellular phone to dial desk phones without having to use a full 10-digit number.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so it allows you from a human factors perspective to not have to retrain your enterprise employees to use a second telephone on your telephone.
Right. Yeah, no, I understand. Some of the challenges there. Well, thank you so much for coming on the program today. I know that this might be a new name for some folks who are listening. So why don't we make sure and give folks some place to go on the web to find out more about SpiderCloud?
We have a main website, spidercloud.com, spelled as it sounds. And we also have an enterprise website with a ton of information for people who are interested in the enterprise space. We've got research and studies and mm-hmm. blogs and that kind of thing. And that's spidercloud.com/einsider. So the letter E and then insider.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Art, for being on the program.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.html.